All right, we back at it, Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle, DJ head up in
That's
here,
me.
Man. Hey, this dude right here, man, known as the Majestic One family. They're celebrating, what, 8 years, Brick to Your Face?
Yep, 8 years, Brick to Your Face.
And always, it's synonymous with what we do, man, because we kind of got started around the same time when we were in an apartment in Lamoille,
man.
And you guys are doing your thing, man. We got Noah James in the house one time.
Man, bless us, man. Homegrown, man. Right? The Holy Grail. This is another Holy Grail out here, man.
Hey, you know what? Keep going. Keep going.
This is another Holy Grail out here, for real. You know, like, I know. I seen it. Right. I saw from conversations to late nights to you trusting people in your home to all that shit.
And to give people a quick backstory, man, the first time you guys came through was when we did, I don't even know, was it called Inbox Music?
Yeah, it was like something like come through, some session, like it
open house session.
Yeah, open house
it
session.
Was
open,
this is before Inbox Music, for the folks that know about Inbox Music. This is before that. It was like at a point where we was like, look, you know, we got people that's coming through. You know, people always email us on trying to get their music played. I was like, man, I'm gonna just do an open casting call for whoever wants to pull up. And man, you know, y'all, you know, James, you, Kurt, a gang of other motherfuckers, man, just
we
a
rolled
family.
Through,
y'all
bro.
Rolled deep,
we
man.
Rolled
fly,
through,
and,
we rolled,
and it was family ever since, man. So it's great to have you here, man. 2017 style, man. For the folks that don't know what's going on with you, man, let us know, man. What's the update, bro?
I would say life, music, new shows, new venue, new music.
Right.
Just signed a deal with Order Label on some distribution with Alpha Pup and stuff.
Oh, man.
So I'm over there with Daddy Kev and Gas Lamp Killer and DJ Nobody.
Bruh.
And I'm over there, got to record like 60 tracks for this album, but I get vinyl. I get a lot of stuff that
wait,
I want.
You got to record 60?
60 tracks.
60?
60.
Wow.
Hey, wait. So you signed a deal, you said?
Yeah, just a distribution, you know.
Hey, don't downplay it. Yeah.
So you got monies.
Listen,
he's trying to tap his pocket already.
I like how he got some money, but didn't bring us shit.
He's trying to tap his pocket real
man.
Quick.
You know what I'm saying? Where's our you know, cut?
But man, listen, I got a hug and some shirts.
Hey, that's for the nigga.
And it got you. Hey, man.
Why you patting?
Nah, you know what,
right,
man? It's crazy now how I look at this music, and I have this dope freedom where I can just be in different places and get what I want.
Right.
Cause I'm going to put the work in no matter what.
Absolutely.
Even if they don't put the work in, I'm going to put the work in.
Yeah.
But it's kind of tight that getting some people that's behind me, giving me that extra push.
Now what led up to that situation? I mean, because for the folks that aren't familiar with Brick to Your Face and what you've been doing like throughout the years, man, you really always tell people, believe it or not, to A, check out the moves that you guys are doing over there and you know, obviously reach out to you because you're a solid connection. I think people give you your credit, but you always, for me, I feel like you always got to get a little more props. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
You lay the foundation for
I got
a lot
of homies that just speak up for me all the time because like, you know what? I'm like, man,
like for real, I'm gonna keep it 100, dog. You're like the way you guys and the way we look at MERS.
Yeah,
same thing.
And bro, Tech N9ne.
Yeah, exactly.
When I went to Kansas and I saw Strangeland.
Yeah.
Oh God showed himself so many times. I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah, just thinking about
because
it.
Because it was just epiphanies and ideas and knowing that they was real.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, like, yo, I'm here. I'm seeing all these warehouses and how they're doing it. And we're kind of doing it like this on our level.
Right, absolutely.
With our money, our budget from in-house merch, artwork, the music, putting it out, the CDs, all of that. I go put the shit in the swap meet if I have to.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So it's crazy to when I saw that, and I just kind of adopted some of those things, MERS, Rhymesayers, Strange Music.
Yeah.
Shoot, even shit with TDE.
Yeah.
You know, they were grilling. really gorilla style. You Absolutely. Know what I mean?
And it was funny. I was going back and looking at an old interview that we did with Punch a couple years back, 2013 to be exact. And he said the same thing. I adopted those same principles that Tech and them did. You know what I'm saying? And we see what they're doing. So it's like for folks that may not be familiar with the name or the face or man. Understanding the movies, not everybody that you see all the time, and I'm talking to everybody, not people that you see all the time and on that's on the radio or on, you know, hella videos on TV or anything like that. Just because they may not have those things going on doesn't diminish their value.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, and you're doing it your own way. That's what I love.
Yeah, it's fun, you know what, and doing it at my pace, man, because I understand it. I want longevity, you know what I mean? I'm trying to figure out that, not even figure it out. I got it, so I'm just I got my pace. I know what I want. I know how I need to do it.
Right.
I know how I need to move. Even the vibe closing down, that was God telling me, hey, nigga, you getting comfortable.
That was one of those things where when I saw the news of that, I was like, damn, that's devastating. For you guys that don't know about the Common Ground, that's literally the hub, the home for a lot of these talent, for a lot of talent to get discovered and seen. So talk about that. When you got the news and knew about that, because I remember we had talked before and you were trying to take over and shit like that.
I saw it
happening.
I saw when he was coming, showing up late. I said, all right. If I'm on time.
Right.
He's not.
This ain't good.
Yeah. And no, with me, like, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. Yeah. So even like, we're the picture. The vibe was the frame.
Yeah.
But we're the picture.
Very true.
The people, the supporters, the artists, the community, that's the picture.
Yeah.
Shit, we can cut that out, roll that up, and go get into the frame.
Absolutely.
So pretty much that's what happened.
Kind of similar to us in the apartment. When the apartment shit went down, I'm like, fuck. And we got another little spot, another situation and things.
Same thing. Happen. Y'all are the picture. Yeah. You know, the space is the frame. That's, and now found, now got the... The vibe was everything. I don't want people to feel like, but like the vibe was everything to me. I wanted to buy it. I wanted to do all these things. But, you know, me in this business, when I see someone treat their stuff like this and I want to, that's not smart. It's not wise. So my feelings detached from that real fast. Mm. And I did that for more of a purpose of me, like, that's bad, that's mental health right there. You fuck up just thinking out, like, let me just
let go
everywhere. Let me throw shows in Arizona, let me throw shows in LA, let me throw shows in Covina, let me throw shows in Culver, in Cathedral City, in Victorville, let me just place everywhere, right? It closed down. Queen Lisa was like, so she, it's crazy. We get to trade emotions where she get to be this way and I get to be this way.
Right, right.
So while she's this way, I just get on the phone and I moved all the shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So you're the one that's making them plays at that moment.
Yeah, and she have to redo the flyers and do all of that. So we made plays.
Yeah.
We didn't even tap into the emotion part. We're like, we got to move. We got this blue show coming up.
Yeah.
That show's like $800. Now the venue will cost something. Oh, we got... It became... 2 years ago, I'd probably be like, what am I doing? Oh, my God. Granny.
Yeah.
Granny. Granny, can we get $100,000?
Right. Something.
You got a Jewish friend.
Yeah. Need to tap into them funds ASAP.
You got
ASAP.
A Jewish friend.
You got it.
You know, you told me to keep a J in the circle.
Right.
You stupid as fuck.
He slipped that shit in real quick, dog. Hey, that's...
Well, man, it was really like, you know, I'd probably be devastated, man. Yeah. But it was it was a blessing to me that we kept our composure and just moved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to a place, tested out, but now where we at is kind of it's really what I wanted.
I've heard so many good things.
It's all ages, right? So I'm getting kids and their parents in there.
Get out of here. Because the other, to paint the picture, the other spot was a bar.
That was a dive bar, man.
It was a bar.
That was our beautiful butthole, man. Yeah. It was bleach.
Did you say your beautiful butthole?
Think twice to eat it.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
You wouldn't do it.
Wow. Yeah. Like, we really going there?
Yeah, we going all the way in right now.
But it was kind of like, it was...
So you just confessed, you just confessed to eating ass.
I said you thought about it, but you didn't do it because you have morals, man.
So you don't eat ass?
Nah, man.
He looking for the soundbite right now. You see what's going on.
I know it, man. But I love it. I love it. Nah, man.
Not even just like the gooch.
The pan over to
in
Lisa
my head
Jason.
Get heavy.
Yeah. He said in my head, Gabby, you just look. Fuck it.
We in there.
Wow.
So this new spot is what you wanted. It's what I wanted. All ages.
Yep. The smoking's upstairs in the green room.
Nice, man.
Got a beer garden.
Yeah.
Where it's 20, because it's all ages, 21 and over. Mm-hmm. Everything is kind of separated where I'm like, you know, when I start seeing like 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, their parents, they come in. I booked the homie Propaganda. He's like Christian in between. So you're getting a mixed crowd. You're getting different crowd, but everyone's coming through.
Yeah.
Everyone's coming through.
Hey, hold up real quick. You say he's a Christian rapper.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you feel about that? Like there's like, I mean, I don't want to say a wave, but it's always been Christian rapper.
Hey, it's a wave.
It's a wave,
it's
right?
It's a wave.
Okay. So it's a wave. So yeah. Christian rap is a thing now, right?
I think now
it
is.
And it's mainstream because of Lecrae. Yeah. With the attention he's got. Do you think that Christian rap is something that can sustain its own place in hip hop?
It has.
Legitimately.
I'm
talking about just like oh, Kendrick just dropped. Oh, so and so Christian rapper just dropped.
Yeah.
I
tell you, I booked Propaganda. His fans showed up early.
Wow.
A damn near sold out. I didn't even push it hard. I didn't even push physical. I barely pushed it. Like they showed up. They show up. All the young Christian artists from Carl Fontaine, Ilsamar, the homie Young Sincere.
Because you got to think, they got to rally behind somebody that's their own at this point.
They're going to rally. Just like how I love my Latin people, man.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing. Because you are one now.
Exactly.
You are one. Mm-hmm. And sometimes religion, they need an opponent.
Yeah.
And sometimes the regular hip-hop stuff are... Kendrick is opponent to Christian rap because they think he's playing in the pulpit.
Exactly.
Or they think Chance is playing in the pulpit.
Yeah, that's sort of secular music.
But so,
So with that being said, then do you think Christian rap, right, is a thing. So with the people that, have you seen that many Christian rappers perform? Like, have you seen enough?
I've seen enough.
Okay, so you've seen enough Christian rappers perform. Yeah. Have you ever caught anybody slipping? Like getting at a girl backstage? You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Or just a random fuck on stage?
Nah. You see the fake cats.
Oh, shit, run that back.
You see the fake cats, man. Listen, one time, very young, I've been in the studio. The dude came out of jail. He said, I need to make some money. I'm going to drop this Christian album.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's lucrative.
Yeah.
Christian rap is lucrative.
It's lucrative.
It's more lucrative than traditional.
Yeah,
because get the fuck out of here.
Because it's like every show is packed.
Yeah,
we seen mosh pits
at a Christian rap show.
Yeah, because they rapping over trap beats.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
You got to see what you got to think.
Ruslan, John Givens, like Propaganda. But I'm naming cats that like they promote. They love their religion, but they don't act. They don't attack rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get Christian rappers that love their religion.
Hey, what is that like when you get into a rap beef and two Christian rappers?
Battled a dude at a church.
Like,
and
what
I
the
was
fuck
just
does
respectful.
That sound like?
You said you battled a dude at a church.
I battled a Christian rapper at a church in 2009, and I was disrespectful.
What? Wait,
you was disrespectful?
You couldn't keep it clean at that
hell
point.
Hell no, I didn't keep it clean. I didn't care where I was
Wait,
at.
Wait, how did that happen? Like,
he told me, I ain't battling you. I'm battling the demons behind you. I said, God damn. Okay. And I'm looking at my Auntie Pumpkin. I said, Auntie.
Your auntie named Pumpkin?
Auntie Pumpkin. I said, I apologize what I'm about to do.
I'm about to fuck this
nigga. Nah, I did, man. I went straight. Yeah.
Crazy style.
Yeah, had to.
I mean, it's all hip hop shit.
It is. To me, it shouldn't be a divider.
Yeah.
But it is. Like, hip hop now is a genre itself. Like, within itself, you get all these genres.
Because
you got all these different eras. And
that is how it goes.
Everyone having opinions and shit. So,
right.
Whatever. But, like, even like Christian hip hop, some people, like, I'm not a Christian rapper. I'm a rapper that's a Christian. They say,
man,
that.
Man, that's awesome. Bullshit.
It's kind of like when Art said, I don't drink and I drive. I drive when I drink.
What the hell? You know what I'm saying? It's like a yin and a yang. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's one of those. So, because they don't want to be put in that box. But I'm like, if you want to stand by it, stand by it.
Mm-hmm.
You do it. Do
be,
it
be
for it. Don't have fast it.
Be authentic.
So if Christian rap is a thing, do you think satanic rap is a thing?
Yeah, because you see XXX. You see a lot of kids right now that's playing with it.
Is there anything that's
Brujas? You got a lot of the.
You've gone to one of those shows?
Nah, I haven't been.
Is there anything that's off limits in terms of what you would book at a show? So like you say, you see something like that,
yeah,
and they want to book it at, you know, at the Common Ground.
I won't book if you on some real satanic shit. I won't book.
But what
you.
If you don't know until they get on stage?
Oh, I know.
You go through that.
I go. I'm your anyone that get booked by us. I'm your stalker.
Wow.
I see how you leave comments. I see how you talk to girls.
Wow.
I see how you are.
How do you have the time to do that? You know, you're an artist. You have.
He don't got all, shit else to do.
You got all this other shit that's life. Going on. You know what I'm saying? So how do you have time to do something that detailed?
It's his life. Yeah.
Really.
We get through BrickTFace.com is all set up now.
Gotcha.
And it goes straight to the email. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So now I can really just go to your Facebook, go to your Instagram, see this shit. Because you can be faking the funk with me.
Yeah.
And being this, I'm woke type shit. And right. Next minute, you out here cussing motherfuckers out on your Twitter. You on all this shit. Not saying I'm not going to book you.
Right, but when
I approach you, I just want to know. Because, you know, it's.
Because I feel like
I'm bringing you into our temple.
Exactly.
So when you book some, have you ever had to. Like put anybody off a show, like right then and there. You never like sent nobody home.
Nah,
that's good.
Nah,
that's a pretty good record.
I would have
been doing this shit for a minute.
Yeah,
I would have sent a few niggas home.
Nah, it get pretty respect. My thing about the Common Ground is it just got to a point to where it's like the old school: come in peace or leave in pieces.
Got you.
Absolutely. Oh, so you fucking people up?
Oh, nigga, that Vibe bathroom.
It's this. Okay, so I got a better question.
Yeah, here. It's this.
So a better question is, how many people have you had to fuck up in the bathroom?
Man.
Is it, man, let me tell you this shit. This shit crazy.
Four.
What's four?
Four so, people.
Oh, yeah. So four.
Four.
Did they think they could challenge you on some shit, or you were like, yo, come see me?
Two of them is like finessing. Like, yo, man, let's go touch the bathroom.
And you beat the shit out of them?
I beat the shit out of them.
Send a message.
Yeah, just like, yo, or... Some dude calling people niggers. Like,
oh wow,
yeah, he got the biscuit. He got pop, hit little his head on a urinal.
Yeah,
dropped him off at Stater Brothers up there.
Wait, dog.
Hey, and you know what's so funny about this
is
the
fact
that Stater Brothers up the street.
People that know you were like, who, like, it's like having a problem with me. Like, who would literally have a problem with
or with Verbs?
Exactly.
But you don't want them problem with Verbs.
I know Verbs like
loving
Verb. No, I wouldn't test Verbs. Verbs is one of the motherfuckers. Verb is one of the motherfuckers, man. He dropped bike everywhere. Nah, fuck
hey, Verb,
that.
I'll beat your ass.
Oh, you're that Verb. You're that Verb.
That nigga will be up here in 2.5 minutes.
Hey, you know what it is, man? It's one of those things, like, people think because you loving or you this, you exude, like, you want to be a positive person. You won't fuck them up.
Right.
That don't. Fuck out of here. Yeah. I need that darkness sometimes.
Right. Oh, so you one of those people who need that energy.
Like,
you got to get that off at some point.
Like, if, because it's going to come a point in time where you have to be protective and you got to do just, you might have to do some shit.
Do. Yeah, yeah.
He don't want to talk about it.
Because it's one of those things, you know, I have my grandmother.
So do you feel like it's your place as the booker or the promoter or whatever you want to call it, right? So you're you book all these different acts from all over, let's say, California, the West Coast, wherever they're coming from, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's your job to be the enforcer for your a successful event? Like say, like Live Nation, right?
Yeah.
Live Nation will throw a concert, and then they'll have security. They'll have access to those sheriff on site. But you kind of like police your own schoolyard in a sense.
I did it enough to now they know everyone polices from Brooke to Cam to King Dice. To anyone that's a part of the community.
It's different layers. Nobody,
you know, nah, everyone, this is everyone's home.
And then when you see somebody else come in that's kind of foreign to the situation,
yeah,
it's
and
like,
they pull them to the side.
Exactly.
Because I went on tour for 2 months, and when I first heard Dame said that your shit can't run on its own, it's not working. My shit can run on its own.
Right.
I can bounce.
Right.
And put the people I know in position to put that part right. from bookie to host to artist runner to door person. But now I have a venue that handles that shit like a Live Nation or Golden Voice.
So it's even better. It's like kind of like
yeah. It's kind of like when I do DIY Fest. The only thing we need to really handle is from money, ticket, the shit we're in. But we got people hired for this.
Yeah,
and I'm hiring every host, DJ, all that shit. They get paid. Mm-hmm. When I'm going, to get paid more.
Right.
Cause I really want to do this. I'm just not throwing shows to throw shows. I want my own venue. Shit, I would go work for a Golden Voice. I know but I want to do it later. Now. But
what if you got approached with a situation that you just couldn't turn down? But you know you would have to sacrifice the machine that you got going on right now.
And that's the thing, man. I'm learning that those things have approach, and it's
what about. You get approached from Live Nation or Golden Voice to get the situation that you want, but you got to take off the Common Ground, Brick to Your Face, 2 years. You got to stop. Just see, no more shows, none of that. Just to get this game for 2 years and then come back. You can apply all the knowledge that you got. Would you do it? I'm talking about shows that's already booked. It's done. You can't, like, DIY Fest coming up. Nope, can't do it. You get a job today. But you know after the fact it's going to be a better situation.
They're going to have to replace them with our thing about IE. We're undersaturated.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Underserved, too.
Like, you know, like, it's not that many artists.
Yeah.
Not that many venues. And people are like, bro, you understand. Like, L.A. has... San Diego, they have, it's a lot of artists. Like, you know, people are like, it's oversaturated. It's a big city, of course. IE is like, we need more. And I just tapped into the young kids.
Mm.
Like, really tapped, like, really found. It'd be, because I'm thinking so much about.
All of that. That's
all of that.
Yeah.
That platform.
But that's the thing. You know. After the 2 years after that, you can do anything that you want, but you have to take off these 2 years.
3 years ago,
But I'm talking about that's what I'm saying right now.
Now is it's not just me no more. It's not just Brick to Your Face. It's not just Lisa.
Got you.
It's just not about us no more. Mm-hmm. And that's the scary part. Like, it's not about us no more. It's about our community.
Yeah.
It's about these new kids that want to learn how to mic control, know what a monitors is, how to send an email, how to get booked, how to do all these things. So we from workshops to tonight, right now at Class City, there's a mixer.
Wow.
You know, with up-and-coming artists, kids from high school, all of these things. So now it's just not about... music is about the kids that get fucked over by promoters or studio or all these things, and we creating a hub where they kind of, you know, you're not getting fucked over, because when young I got fucked over a lot.
I mean, which helps you to kind of apply the knowledge that you know now as far as expanding the team and expanding the operations of Brick to Your Face. Like you said, the IE is an underserved community, but I also know that, you know, at some point you may want to expand. Do you feel like that will hurt the brand or help it more?
Expanding, like
expand. Let's say you got some shit set up in LA. You got some shit set up in Arizona. Yeah. But again, it takes time from you being in the IE and cultivating the crowd and the scene. Because I say all that because I feel like the IE is like no other place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
And it's a certain thing where sometimes, like, and I've seen it where people focus all their attention on there because it means so much to them. And they can go out and pop somewhere else, but it's like, nah, we ain't done what we had to do here yet. I can't leave here, the IE.
I balance it. You see me, I go in and out. I leave state and come back, leave state, come back, just knowing that that's what it takes.
Yeah.
Then I found places like Tucson. Tucson hip-hop community is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Albuquerque, Utah, like, it's booming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I expand. Like, you know, Merz told me, like, you know, Noah, you need to go look for people like you. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. When I went on our first tour, that's all I was doing. Mm-hmm. Finding people like us.
Yeah.
You know, in that underground from... it's crazy right now. Like, that's how some artists are living off this. Yeah. Like, Lisa just quit her job. Now it's even like, hey,
that's amazing. You serious?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yo, that's dope, man.
Yeah,
shout
like,
to Lisa,
fuck
man.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
about,
like, you know.
Hey, that's the leap of faith right
Nick,
there.
I know. But I'm excited because we already have faith in it. We understand it is expanding. It helped us. And even through this, what we do when expanding, we take artists with us. And I tell those, I tell young kids like this. I tell them what Murs told me. Hey, you want to go to Arizona? And they're like, what I got to do? You got to show up.
You got to show up. That's it.
That's it. And you got 15. You got a 15-minute set.
What's our motto, dog?
You got to show up.
Show up.
And young, shout out to young lads because they showed up to the Bay and Arizona on time. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning. That's where I'm. That's I'm finding those cats. Like just the shit I went through.
Yeah.
I'm all right. Hey, show up. And they show up. I'm like, cool. All right, that's one.
Yeah.
All right, I want to show up. All right. You show up? Cool. That's two. Like, it's fuck. It's really. But I'm finding other cats that's doing the same in the community. Like, Jig is taking people with him. King Dice, when they go to the Bay and shit, like, we understand, like, all right, take one of the young homies.
Yeah.
So he can experience this.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Open their eyes up. Like,
right.
My little brother on parole, I told him, when you get off,
you're
going on tour with me.
Yeah.
He, like, All right. Like,
wait.
Everything, like, in his head kind of like, oh, Erica, I know you want, like, listen. You want some more? I know you want to go out and see. You done it with you, when he was young. It's time to do it again. So yeah. Now, like, same thing with some of the young homies. You need to leave and see some shit.
Right.
Go see the Grand Canyon. Let's go to Arizona and cut just, through to Vegas and see the Grand Canyon.
Tap into that, man. So you just came back from South by Southwest.
Yeah,
so. First time. Was your first time here? Third time? I don't know.
Yeah.
Why did it feel like it was the first time?
Because this is the first time I became like official artist and got the works.
Why? Okay. So was the experience was different.
This was way different.
You got treated a little better.
You know what? Nah, I understood it. Mm-hmm. I got treated. The shows I got was cool, but now I understood what South By is meant for.
What do you mean?
The convention.
What is it? Oh, the actual convention.
The actual convention.
Mm-hmm.
Not rappers rapping on stages everywhere.
Got you.
No.
So tapping into
maybe a couple shows
things.
That make sense, like the Cool Kids show.
Yeah.
That's made sense. Mm-hmm. I had two local shows with the local. Like I got booked by a local promoter.
So it wasn't South by Southwest related. It was kind of like just going on within that same week.
Yeah, because then I learned that some of the big shows, shit, they just biting the logo,
right.
Slapping their name on it.
Absolutely.
So it's not an official show. It just like crack the code, start waking up. Like, okay, the convention.
Yeah.
This is where you go interviews, talent buyers, all of this shit. That's where it's at. That's like fucking Toys R Us for me.
Yeah.
I understood that.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, the shows understood that, but I had shows like on 27th Street and like 15th Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's another part I wanted to find. Like, where are the locals?
Mm-hmm. Where the everything goes on like 6th Street, right?
Hey, 7th Street.
7th Street.
6th Street and 7th Street at night looked like Skid Row, bro.
Yeah.
It was different this year. The energy was like people are camping out.
Really?
Like, motherfuckers are getting robbed. I keep on saying on Facebook, like, man, motherfuckers out here, really?
I was going to ask you, okay, so when was the first time you went?
Like, 13? No, 14.
14, okay.
Yeah.
All right. The only reason why I asked, because I've been asking a couple people. Shout out to Lupe. Lupe, this is your first time you went, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that was her first time she went this year. But from your perspective, because before she went, we were saying, damn, you know, it just doesn't feel. I went in 2011, 2012, right?
I don't know.
And that was when they had the Wessels One fucking show, and like Kendrick and them, they were just popping at that point. So I saw that, and then I went again, I want to say in 2013 or 2014, and it just wasn't the same when I went. Just didn't feel, the energy just felt off. It just felt a little more, I'm not going to say mainstream, it just didn't feel right. And maybe I didn't understand and crack the code, but there were certain conventions and things that I went to and showed up to, but it was just like, damn, the energy just didn't feel the same. So from you being in there a couple of years in a row, what did you feel like this? Was it a progression or was it, you know, did it descend from what
I think
it was
it
when you
both.
First went?
I think 14 was tight, but then it got just real corporate. Like all the, you know, it got stupid corporate.
Yeah.
And the corporate started taking over the parking.
Mm-hmm.
They started fucking up the... it's not really fun no more. Mm-hmm. It's just promotion. It's just like fucking.
It's not what it was meant for.
It's the internet and it's just spam.
Yeah.
Just spam. Yeah. Sixth Street is just spam.
Ah.
Just fucking spam.
Fucking spam.
Just imagine an artist tag 299 people put his mixtape in it.
Yeah.
Then went in your inbox and hit everyone up, then tagged you. Like, yeah. The email. Oh, bro, it was bad.
So what do you think? What do you think for people who go to South by Southwest? What do you think that they should take away from it now? Like, what's the point of, if I didn't know and I wanted to go and I asked you, what's the point? What should I focus on when I go there?
The convention.
Yeah.
The convention and try to find the locals. I found the locals to where now I go to Austin without going to South by Southwest.
Gotcha.
Ah. Mm. Who come to LA without going to Hollywood.
That's straight up. That's true.
Real shit.
That's true. Hell yeah.
South by is cool, but if I can tap into
the community.
Like, there's a bar called Juice Land. It's a juice bar and a record shop. Mm-hmm. And they throw events. Then there was another event. We found the Texans that don't vote for Trump. We found that crowd.
Tap into that.
They like had bumper stickers said, I'm from Texas, but I didn't vote for Trump.
Wow.
So we found that crowd.
Tap into it.
Hey, so the food was good?
Nah, man.
No?
I try to.
You look so disappointed right now.
I wasn't trying. You know what?
Like, the people of Austin have totally fucked me over when it comes to culinary arts.
Like, because I'm a big dude, man. When I'm out like that, I try to eat as light as possible.
Yeah, it got
expensive.
We were just talking about that when we were talking to Flip Major, because it was his first time kind of going out
to South by Southwest.
Oh, and he on tour in general, he was like, man, I didn't pace myself. I'm just eating out and doing this and doing that.
Drinking.
And he was like, it fucked him all up.
I don't do it.
I mean, that speaks of somebody that has that experience of like, you know, let me pace myself and kind of do this shit the right way.
You don't want me to get gas and I
at all.
You don't want me.
Hey, tell me this real shit though.
Consider it.
Tell me this real shit. Real just.
Yeah.
You know me.
Yeah.
What is a Noah James fart like?
It's ridiculous. I think one time I thought Lisa was gonna break up with me. One time. I said,
I can't do this shit.
Hey, bro.
I love you.
Because I'm thinking.
It depends. Like, if it's like milk or something, like some. Oh,
let me tell you some real shit. Because I'm looking at you and I'm like, boy.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you go right now.
It's a wrap.
Motherfuckers might go flying everywhere. Like,
poop, poop. Nah, it might be silent. Then you
silent.
Then your nose is going to, like, move to the side of your face.
just your shit just melt off.
So, like, when you eat, like, say you get a little thing of Ben and Jerry's or something.
It's over.
Done.
Everyone done. I'm a grenade, man.
Whoa.
Someone put a pen out.
Okay, if you had to pick one word to describe your gas, what would you say?
Like, don't say that.
Putrid. Rancid.
Rancid. I don't know.
Muggy.
Nigga said muggy.
Wow. It's muggy.
It's muggy.
Muggy.
So it's like fog.
Yeah.
In the morning. Like that dude that be on your car. Oh my God.
You just got in the south.
You just landed in the south.
It's real
like,
fast.
I call it, like, you know, the dude that be on your car? I call it earth mucus.
You stupid dog. You dumb. The fuck will possess you to say earth mucus?
Earth mucus.
The fucking part about it is that I'm picturing that
shit. I know.
Shit. Like,
it makes sense, though. You know how you run your hand across the back of the car and it'd be like, just that.
Yeah.
Earth mucus.
Yeah. That's all bad. It's horrible.
So, you all this to lead up into DIY Fest.
DIY Fest, man.
Now, give people the background of what that is, because I think that's dope, because not only are you going over there, tapping into the community, but you're applying that same thing and bringing it back, the resources back to home for this DIY
Man,
Fest.
Let me, quick story. 2011, I got on Pay Dues.
Yeah.
Saw Pay Dues.
Yes.
Love Pay Dues.
Uh-huh.
But
we still got the post.
One of the OGs told me, don't be in the artist's face, you know, figure it out. So I'm like, whatever. But I start seeing it, like how the machine works. How do this work?
Right, right.
How all these stages, all these people. I'm just staying backstage. I'm seeing it, talking to people, talking to stage managers, artist runner, figuring out what an artist runner is, mm-hmm. figuring out what tech writers is, figuring all the lingo.
Yeah.
I think Pay Dues happened in April 2011. I did a DIY Fest in May at the Vibe. 2011.
That same year?
That same
year.
Oh,
you're right. You're right. Okay, you're right.
But then the same year, It got too big at the Vibe, so we moved it to the Glass House in August.
Yeah.
In the same fucking
year. So I didn't know you did 2 in 1 year.
Yeah, I did 2 in 1 year.
Fuck.
Because the Vibe was a test.
To see how it was going to go.
How it was going to go with the artist runners, all it is.
Yeah.
Multiple shit going on.
Yeah.
Set times. Can it run on time?
Yeah. Because
if you go over time sets with these big venues, you can get fined.
Right, right.
And you can get fined like $500 for 30 minutes.
That's
and your 30
crazy.
Your 30 minutes starts when it goes 12:01.
Wow. They don't have no mercy with that.
No, so if it's 12:02, you pay $500.
So, yeah. Hence why motherfucker. I mean, for artists that are listening right now, hence why they motherfucking unplug
They'll
your
cut your music.
They don't care who you are.
Yeah, true that. True.
The promo. Yeah, they don't give a fuck. I seen that.
I've seen some shit too. I've seen them cut a couple motherfuckers off, and they lost their shit on stage.
I seen Mos Def when got lit. He said, "Rip."
They cut Mos Def off. You ain't got no action.
They cut Mos Def off. MC Boop Boop ain't got no chance.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It was bad, man. Yeah. And so I learned. Lisa saw what she saw at Pay Dues, started applying, like being organized, doing all this shit. Mm-hmm. Then boom, DIY Fest,
right.
Do it yourself, local acts.
Mm-hmm.
Proven, this is the only time I ever not, like, proven to, like, sometimes these big, like, promotion company, like, yo, man, there's a lot of great acts that have fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Give an opportunity.
Yeah.
Let them
show up. Show out.
Look at us. We're just locals, and we getting, like, 500 to 700 heads.
Yeah.
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 That makes sense.
Yeah, like.
That's crazy. Now, I like to call him Hurricane Kendrick, man.
Oh, man.
Everybody been anticipating his new album. It's finally out there. Have you got a chance to hear anything? Well, it's probably literally out right now.
Oh, I Humble.
His only thing?
Yeah, but you know what's crazy? Me and Cam was always talk about this, like how Kendrick, you know, he evolved.
Yeah.
We like, if he dropped another jazz album, like how, you know, another...
He said he could drop another jazz. Album.
To me,
if he drop another jazz, I'm we're fucked.
Nah, because people mind how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So what I love about TDE is they drop shit on his head.
Yeah,
like they flip that motherfucker to where he's like, bop.
Yeah,
and that's what I said. Yes, yeah. All right, yeah, hell yeah.
With the hardening and be humble.
Yeah, man, to get
excited again.
See. One of the best lyricists, MC artists of all time. He is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's killing it.
Yeah.
So to see him, our generation, I love Rakim.
Yeah.
But now we have
that.
And that's how we're supposed to be. Like, I love Rakim. That's one of my favorite cats, Nas, but we got this cat and we pushed him too. So he can become like our rock stars.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people don't look at it like we got to push our culture just as much everyone pushed their culture so motherfuckers don't end up like some greys that just be out here.
Yeah, man. And
he's...
Do you think that now, would you try to take Kendrick to the restroom and like have a word with him? Like, look, bro, like straight up, I'll beat your ass.
I know, man.
What if he got out of pocket with you?
Yeah, like I'm not talking about...
Oh, we got to talk, man.
What if he's like... Psh. No.
I remember
look, y'all's
let me set
shit.
Let me set the stage for you. Let me set the stage for you real quick. Okay, Brick to Your Face Productions.
All right.
Your first collaboration with Live Nation.
Yep.
Okay.
You took that deal.
I took it.
All right. You're doing a festival with Live Nation.
You came back 2 years later, bigger and stronger. Your first show. Keep going.
Your first show with Live Nation, right? You 2 hours over curfew.
All right.
Okay. Kendrick haven't hit the stage yet.
Shit.
Kendrick come out like, yo, and he finna hit the stage. He like, I'm doing an hour and a half set, 2 hour set. You know what I'm saying? What do you do? Do you press him about it or you let him rock out? And then what if he say? What if he just say, you know what, Noah, fuck you and your curfew.
We gotta put the plug, man. We gotta pull the plug.
So you gonna pull the plug, like, Kendrick?
Man,
I gotta talk to Punch real quick.
Hey, Punch. I need a discount. I need a discount.
Ain't no discount.
I need a discount, man.
And he just there by himself. Ain't no DJ. Ain't no Ali. Listen, ain't no Ali.
You saw Kendrick up, man.
Ain't no Ali. Ain't no two T's. Ain't no guards. Do you want to have that word with him that you had with those other artists? You 2 hours over curfew already.
Man, but that's Kendrick, man. That's great.
So what you're saying is you're biased.
Is it because it's Kendrick?
You're saying that these other rappers that you work with aren't worth going 2 hours over curfew is what you're saying.
this motherfucker right here.
He's right into it, man. He's looking for that.
Nah. I'm thinking.
Go ahead.
Okay, it is. It's money. It's time. Hey, man.
12:01.
It's 12:01. Kendrick. Hey, man. I gotta let him perform, man. You don't know. This might be majestic.
It's $5,000 for every half an hour.
Oh, nah, man, we're cutting it, baby. We're cutting it, baby.
Sit down.
Cutting it, baby.
Be humble.
We're cutting it.
It's a
rap. Can you do two songs, dog? I need Michael Jordan and Humble.
You would pull the plug on Kendrick Lamar?
Like, Michael Jordan, man, $5,000?
You would pull the plug on Kendrick Lamar?
Look, man, look how you wording it, man. Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Look how you wording it.
I'm just asking. $5,000,
man. $5,000.
You would pull
an hour.
Listen, you over curfew, Brick to Your Face and Live Nation's collaboration. You two hours over curfew.
I don't even think. I'm looking in my head where I'm doing it at.
You run a book.
Nah. I'm looking at it as real.
Listen, you're not focused. Hold on.
I'm focused. No, you know what?
I'll make my money back. Listen to me. You're 2 hours over curfew. You are the booker. You are the promoter of this event. Do you pull the plug on Kendrick Lamar?
I got final call. Everything.
You running
it's my
everything.
Shit.
It's your shit.
I get in trouble.
Yeah, your name is on the lease agreement and all that other shit. Do you pull the plug on Kendrick Lamar?
I'm not.
No.
He gonna let him rock.
Let him rock.
Let him rock.
For the culture. It's for the culture, man.
That's all I'm saying.
It's for the culture. He's gonna take that fine.
So what he's saying is a nigga like Curtis King is fucked.
Curtis, dog. Sorry, bro.
I'm cutting.
You gotta cut the flat top. You can get extra minutes.
I got you after that, man.
Curry, cut the flat top. I'll give you extra 30.
Now you've seen you evolve, man. The intelligent, elegant elephant. You've been young Orca, and now, man, with this new one, I can't even pronounce it because I don't watch anime. I can't say it, bro.
Which one?
Majin Buu.
Oh, Majin Buu, man.
Yeah, I can't stop.
Nah, that's just a, you know.
Was that some Yu-Gi-Oh shit?
Nah.
What?
Who said that? It's Dragon Ball Z shit.
I knew it was some Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokey, Dragon Ball Z type shit.
Did you just smash them all into one?
I just got on South by. I just got weirdest nerdcore name.
Word.
Can they put my AKA? Is it Noah James? AKA Young Orca. I was like,
fuck it.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what I did.
You don't listen. Hey, let me ask you a question though. Now that we're talking about this, real quick. Weirdos don't know that they not weird, right? Like motherfuckers know when you weird.
What you mean?
Like he gotta know that he weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Okay. Because I know, like, I'm different. I'm a little.
Yeah. That's what my granny said. I think my granny said, I need a check.
Yeah.
You need a check. You need a check.
Figure something out, boy.
You know what? You should be getting disability for that bullshit you got going on upstairs.
Yeah.
But I think that's what you do. You embrace that. You understand that that's your uniqueness. That's your quality. And you spend that shit the way you're supposed to.
Because I know that I was, the reason why I asked that is because I think I saw a meme today of Tyler the Creator. And I don't think that he realizes he's weird. Like, I think he thinks he's normal.
Because to us, I think we're normal.
No, but listen, dog.
But to me, the way I am is like people that be on basic shit, I think you're weird.
Yeah.
Like you conforming,
fall in line to the same shit.
I think it's weird.
All right, so weird scale. Kanye, is he weird or no?
He's weird.
He's a yay.
K-Dot.
Nah.
He not weird. Schoolboy Q.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Absol.
Nah. I don't think so.
Lil Yachty.
Yeah.
So what the Kodak. Fuck is your what's yeah, Kodak, Kodak Black?
Like, he's weird hood, man. Like, one of them.
Okay, this shit is getting out of fucking hand.
What? Yeah. Last one. Last one. Lil Uzi Vert.
I don't know he's weird. Because some of the shit he do is basic to me. Like,
you got pink hair.
I don't understand.
See, what like, looks. Mm-hmm. Like, and to action, me, to action. Me, it's like schoolboy. Mm-hmm. The way he think, his mentality, the way shit he watch. Like, oh, man. The shit how he is don't supposed to match.
Right. He's supposed that to be what a makes nice ass nigga. Yeah.
Like, I love anime and wrestling and all this other shit. And I love all this. And people are like, what the fuck? And then I like this shit. Then we listening to Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb, and all this. Right. Like, it's shit that don't Makes sense.
Yeah. So like, that's your class. That's how you base.
Yeah, that's how I base it.
Got you.
Yeah, like Yachty is so weird for me, cause he got like parents and they
foundation.
Yeah,
like you got it. You was raised right. Like,
that wasn't supposed to happen.
Your mom is like, no, you can't go live by yourself.
He came to the station. He came to the station and did not want to eat. What was it? Was it chicken?
He didn't want, Lil Yachty only eat pizza. He drink apple.
Yeah, that's what about.
Real shit.
Real shit.
That's true. That's real shit.
They try to get him to eat some chicken when he's like, I don't do that. I don't eat no chicken.
He don't eat chicken. He don't eat nothing.
He was like damn near terrified of it.
Yeah. He eat fruit snacks.
That's when I
pizza.
Like, oh,
he like a real
little kid, dog. I was like, oh shit.
That's kind of weird. Like, man, I'm gonna see how. It said that mashes. I like hip hop and parents and Ray. You have a stable foundation environment.
You saying people with a stable family can't fall into that category? It's just a good upbringing. And
it's hard. Even the shit he rap about is weird. Like, you know, you have good best friends. And your dad love your best friends.
What's East Coast? Who am I trying to think of?
What are you talking about? Are you thinking of an artist?
Yeah, artist.
Artist on the East Coast?
Yeah.
That's weird?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Lupe said everyone.
Who's? Damn, even, man, who's?
I thought.
Huh? Kodak? No, I already said Kodak.
And it's not Lil Uzi?
No.
Nah. Uzi from
Designer.
Designer.
Is he weird to you?
Oh, shit.
He from New York.
Nah, I don't think he weird to me.
Designer's not weird to you.
Nah, I don't think
he though he don't speak English.
Yeah, but you comprehend him. To me, like, he just look like, you know, the motherfuckers that just happy?
Yeah.
Like, you know, just excited as fuck.
No, I think just, I think something just
like happened. I don't want to say like a dog, but in a way, like dogs get excited when they see their people go, jump on you. Like,
the funniest shit, I saw him in a whole different light when I saw the Narwhal interview. I don't know if you've seen that shit.
Nah, I didn't see the Narwhal interview.
At the South by Southwest one, this motherfucker said, he said, anything else you want to add to the people? You know how Narwhal does the end. He said, like the way he did shit. We gotta pull that. Somebody please pull that shit up.
Fuck.
The way he did that shit, he was like,
He's just happy to be here. You don't?
I think that nigga is just like, I'm shit. I got what. This happened?
Oh,
it's going to end. It's going to end soon. I don't know.
Okay, well, the reason why I'm saying that is because I feel like certain people don't, like we was talking about, I feel like certain people are not self-aware, right? So weird motherfuckers don't be knowing that they weird. And I have a problem with that. It's like, bro, like Lil Yachty.
Yeah.
To him, in his mind, he's normal. Right?
Yeah.
In theory, right? Or like, and I'm not judging him or whatever.
I
don't really give a fuck, but I'm just saying in general. But then also, we was talking about Soulja Boy one time. And in his mind, he really bussing. Like, he really thinking he saying some shit over these beats.
I think he off.
No, he don't know.
I know.
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. That's what I'm asking.
Gotcha.
People who are not completely self-aware, like Soulja Boy think he be saying some shit over these beats. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying?
Or even Troy Ave like, thinking he Tupac.
Killing like, him with the, with the Troy Ave with think, the Tupac
man,
shit.
That's,
like, he really believe in his mind.
Shit irritates me, dog. Like, because when he was on Breakfast Club, I understand what he was trying to say, but the fact that he ran with it and now named his project Nupac, I can't get out of here.
Fuck.
So that's where I'm going with it.
Yeah, like, that shit is weird to me.
To me, but that's what I'm saying. Like, even like a dude like I was saying about Tyler, I think in Tyler's mind, he think he's normal. He think the shit he be doing is normal. And to me, I'm like, what the fuck is... Everybody be looking like, what the fuck is wrong with him? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck he got going on?
Sidebar, I found a clip. I just want to play it. So for the folks that didn't hear it, I'm going to put it up right here so you can see it. But this...
play it.
I'd like to add to the people out there, designer. Almost designer.
What? It's like you took a dump.
See? That sound like a fucking dolphin.
He's hey, that's
my designer
majestic.
Sound like
that
a dolphin.
That super majestic.
He's super majestic.
No, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Narwhal interviews. The reason why it just baffles me because he wasn't at that part of the interview. Like at the end of every Narwhal interview, he goes, "Hey, keep on rocking in the free world and doot 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 doot." And the artist is supposed to say doot doot. He wasn't at that point yet. He just asked him, "Hey, is there anything else you want to tell the people?" We said, "Doo doo 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 doo." It's like, no, nigga, not yet. you can hear. It's so funny. You can hear. That's the first time I've seen Narwhal just like, "Not yet, brother. Not yet." Oh, that's my friend. But that shit was funny.
Anyway, sometimes I feel like that nigga be trolling, man.
Yeah, man, he's got to. Anyway,
moving on. The other thing I want to ask you is, there's been a lot of stuff going on. In the news, right?
Yeah.
So
depends on what you want to. What direction you going?
So you see? Did you see? You heard about the United shit, yeah, right? Yeah, the airline and the dude getting dragged off.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened at a show? You ever seen that happen, like at a Brick to Your Face show, where security had to forcibly remove someone?
Not at our shows.
Never. Oh, you saw it at somebody else's show.
Yeah, I seen a couple other shows.
And okay, go ahead.
No, I was gonna ask you because I know, you know, with the fact that it was a bar, yeah. You know what I mean? What's the craziest thing where you've given somebody the opportunity, but you've seen them get smashed on stage? Like, dog, you're not performing to your ability. Have you seen that happen where somebody gets too high or maybe get too
drunk? Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah, I see that. Too nervous.
Do you? Well, not nervous. Like, literally too high.
With the vices?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you take it upon yourself to tell them at that time, like, yo, you might want to chill out? Or how do you handle it when you see that?
Sometimes it get too late to where they were already on stage and they embarrass themselves.
Like, fuck, you got to learn a lesson.
And I'd be like, hey, they don't show up for a minute.
Yeah.
They come to open mic. Yeah. They don't ask to get booked. They come to open mic. Because
hey,
man,
let me just prove myself. Man.
Hey, man, I see motherfuckers. You better stop it. Like, you know, I don't drink before shows. I might smoke, but I don't drink.
Yeah. You know, after that incident with us 3 years ago.
Oh, with the weed?
Bruh. After 3 years ago, I never, because I don't smoke like